Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Taylor Miller from Miller Highlights, and you're listening to the Stay Social podcast. More people than ever are on social media, and they're making money in the process. On this show, we'll sit down with you to discuss trends and updates going on in the social media world. Some of these tips might even help you scale your account to the next level. So sit back, relax, and get ready to take some notes because we're about to get social.
Yes.
What's up, guys? This is Taylor with Stay Social, and we are here with another episode. I am here with Ashley and Lauren from Rise Up Experiences, and they're going to tell us a little bit about themselves, their company, and where they are today. So, Ash and Lo, start us off.
Hello, welcome. I'm super grateful. Thank you for having us on here. First and foremost, my name is Ashley Moss. I am the owner and founder of Rise Up Experiences, and I'm here with my co-founder, Lauren Shane, who will share a little bit about herself. But just so you guys are well acquainted with who I am, and I know that we had a lot of mutual connections. We're connected to very similar people, but there's probably some of you that are like, who is she and why should we care, right? Okay, so like I said, name is Ashley, and I am a certified reset breathwork facilitator, and there's so much that can go into that. We can go into a whole conversation about breathing in itself, but one of the things that I am truly passionate about is helping people find their happiness and joy in life, and that looks differently for a lot of people, but basically the question I always ask people is, how far are you willing to go to create the life that you desire? Mm-hmm. And helping you uncover your passion and purpose in life, whatever that looks like, whatever stage in life that you're in. And Rise Up Experiences is really a place where you can come and be yourself, learn how to love yourself, own your story, and make some really lifelong connections. So that's me in a nutshell. We're going to go into so many different topics, but this is Lauren, all right? Lauren.
Dude, mic drop. That was so good. Hello, everyone. My name is Lauren Shane, co-founder of Rise Up Experiences with Ashley. And I am a certified sound healer, got certified in December. And my life has completely changed in the best way. I went from being somebody who was constantly overthinking, still do sometimes, we're human, but I was a people pleaser to a T. I'm recovering from that. You know, I think a part of me still might hold on to that sometimes, but when sound healing came into my life, it was an opportunity for me to really regulate my nervous system, come into my body, and really just relax, start fresh, and go all in as my authentic self. For a lot of my life, I put on a mask. I pretended to be somebody that I wasn't just so I could fit in. And the past couple months of really embracing Lauren and sharing my story and just being goofy and weird, really, truly not caring what people think and going after this passion of mine with sound healing has been incredible. I'm so grateful to be here to talk more about Rise Up and our connection with Taylor. So, yeah. Let's get into it.
That's actually a perfect transition.
All
because
right, yeah.
I planned that.
Clearly. I was actually going to go into how we got connected, obviously, because social media does wonders. Everyone knows that. And that's actually how we got connected. Yep. So long story short, my Aunt Shelley posted something about your conference on Facebook. And I saw it and I was like, okay, I had no idea what you guys were about. Not going to lie. And I just commented, oh, do they need a videographer? I'll definitely help. And then I think, Lauren, did you see it?
Probably.
I think you saw it and then you commented. And then we kind of just connected from there. But I do have some questions going off of that. So just being off of social media, what were your thoughts when you first saw my response to Shelley's post?
You're making me go back to 2021.
This was 3 years ago now. So I did not see the post. I was informed by Lauren of this connection here. Because at that point in my life, I was very focused on my shiz, all right? So I don't know if you want to share what your initial thoughts were on that.
So I met Shelley when I worked at a joint chiropractic and physical therapy office, and she did my hair. And when she tagged you, I was like, oh, well, I trust Shelly. So, of course, we're going to lean into this. We wanted a videographer, but we wanted somebody who would align with us, who would see our vision with us. And we preferably were looking for a female, and it just so happened they're a female around the same age as us. And so when we saw your name and when we saw that connection, it was like, I don't know what it is about this Taylor Miller, but we have to hop on a call with her and see if this can be not just a temporary relationship, but a lifelong relationship. Because Ashley and I are also very passionate about creating lasting connections that stay. And that's all about that authenticity. And I just remember hopping on our Zoom call with you, little Tay, in her basement. And I don't think that you had done a video of scale like that before.
No, that was definitely my first one. But even thinking about the first call, did you guys do like a background check on me through all my socials?
No, but we probably should.
No. I will say, I just want to add to that, is that during this time, mind you, back in 2021 was the time that we really started to work on building a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, we were kind of in this transitionary period where we were coming out of COVID and we wanted to create an in-person experience because so many people were connected through social media.
Right.
And we wanted to bring these connections to life and allow people the opportunity to meet people outside of their comfort zone, because we noticed there was a lot of people that were struggling with anxiety or feeling like they were alone or feeling like they didn't know how to talk to people anymore. So that same time, we spent hours and hours talking on video calls with not just videographers, but DJs and building new connections. Mm-hmm. And really, the thing that stuck out about Tay the most was you could tell she was a little nervous. You could tell she was like, I don't know who these girls are.
Yeah, yeah.
No idea what they're even talking about. Women empowerment, what?
Yeah.
She's literally from, you know, she's from a small town.
Yeah.
And there was just something about her presence. And you could really feel the passion about behind what she was creating and what she was building. And I know that that was at the time where you were focusing more on weddings and being in that aspect. And
yeah, I was still full time with my other job, too.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't even my position
hadn't
yet.
Yep.
Yeah. So for me, I just felt like, you know, when you see something in somebody and you're like,
yes,
there's that light. Yeah. We gonna freaking pound it out.
Light bulb.
Yeah. It's and we've obviously continued our relationship to this day, 3 years later.
Yeah, so thank you for saying yes to building or creating our video
right.
back in 2021. And actually, that was a transformational moment and time period in my life, too, because I was on bed rest with my son. And having all of those really meaningful conversations and connections helped keep my mindset strong, because that was one of the hardest moments of my life. So it was just awesome. And you're still here
clearly
working with us, doing all
couldn't
of the things.
Couldn't get rid of me, could you?
No, you're so good at what you do, and your passion just, like, boils over, and you always go above and beyond.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys were right. I was very nervous on that phone call, especially being in my basement. I didn't have an office. Like, I had to blur out the background, because I'm like, oh, this is disgusting. The fact that you trusted me after seeing our basement, that's perfect. Love that.
We were also just getting started ourselves, too, and, you know, we wanted a team to be able to grow with us. So we're like, yeah, this girl's passionate about it. Absolutely.
Right. And you guys are pretty passionate about when it comes to just developing connections in general. So how did you end up building all of your connections through social media, that, you know, your little pod that you have, you know, Rise Up Experience group that you have? I mean, you guys got, you have a couple right
oh,
now
yeah,
anyway.
We've got, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, how did that all develop? Because you got, when I met you, you were just starting. And now looking where you are today, how did that all happen?
This happened during COVID.
Yep.
So COVID has been, you know, everyone's got their opinion on it, but I really do believe it's been the biggest blessing that has happened in my personal life. I can only speak from personal experience. But during COVID, when the entire world decided, like, we're not going to go outside no more. You're not going to hang out with nobody.
Yep.
And you're going to run, try and find toilet paper. Good luck with that.
and canned goods.
Yeah, and I know that this was such a pivotal period of my life. And, you know, I was in a different place than I am now, obviously. And I was very unhappy in my relationship, my marriage. And I was a mom of twins, pregnant. And I know that Lauren was getting into mm-hmm. wanting to build a family of her own. And there was just so many things happening at the same time where I felt completely disconnected from myself more than anything. And I didn't realize how important friendships were. I'm going to get emotional. Until... Damn it.
Okay.
Shit.
Oh. I don't have tissues.
Fudge.
I do in my backpack.
Anyway, we're going to make it humorous, okay? We're going to make it laugh. Anyway, so I didn't realize how important relationships were until I didn't have any. I didn't have anyone in my life because we couldn't physically see other people. And so you're trapped in your house with your kids. My ex-husband at the time was traveling for work, so I didn't have him there. And the only person I really saw at that time was Lauren. Mm-hmm. And I remember craving just being able to have a conversation with somebody without mm-hmm. being judged. And she was really such a staple in my life at that point. But in our conversations, I realized how important human connection really was. Mm-hmm. And her and I were building a different business, affiliate marketing, network marketing at the time. And we just wanted to be able to give something to people that wasn't a product
yep.
or a service, but a place where people could connect mm-hmm. and share their dreams, share their goals. So we decided to launch an online platform, which was a paid monthly membership yep. program where people got skills and educated. We educated people on marketing. Mm-hmm. We educated people on authenticity, the art of storytelling. And more than anything, I think the reason it grew so fast was because people related to one another mm-hmm. in regards to their dreams. And we attracted women from all over the United States, mm-hmm. not knowing what it would turn into. So I started a subscription box company at that point that was really revolved around women-owned small businesses, getting them connected to coaches and communities. And that kind of just snowballed into all these other areas. And eventually I merged the subscription box company into what we now run, experiences, conferences, retreats, in-person and online experiences that mm-hmm. keep people connected. So that's the long story version of a very short question. So thank you.
No, that's great, though. And, you know, for me, I have my entire life, I was such an outsider, and I didn't have a core group of people that I could go to connect with or to vent to or, you know, to just, like, talk to and share about my day. I didn't have that. And, you know, meeting you and then having the online container of people that didn't judge you, mm-hmm. that wanted to see you be successful, that celebrated you. We had a day on Wednesdays called Winning Wednesdays where we just – celebrated people who were doing great. Mm-hmm. I had never felt that level of support and love from people really ever. And it was from strangers that I met online. You know, mm-hmm. some of your best support team and support systems are from those connections that you meet
Facts.
In social media world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would agree with you on that because coming from an outside point of view, not even being involved in your business right away, I felt that connection just joining that group, which mm-hmm. was weird because I'm like, who are these people? Mm-hmm. And some of them are in different states and I'm just like, oh, yeah. When am I going to see you?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, social media does wonders. I mean, obviously it brought us together too. Mm-hmm. So forever grateful for that. But when it comes to your business side of things, like what is your marketing strategy when it comes to bringing people together?
This is a great question because I was just asked by my coaches yesterday the same question.
Wow.
Alignment.
It is. So I had a coaching call with a business mentors of mine who I got my breathwork certification from, and they asked, have you ever paid for advertising, for getting people into your experiences? And I said no. And they said, how beautiful is that? Mm-hmm. That you and Lauren have been able to organically grow and get to 300, 400 people in a space together mm-hmm. without using paid advertising. And really, we've had this conversation even all morning in our meeting here, is that people, our marketing strategy, honestly, is being ourselves.
Yeah. Authenticity.
Like, we are truly our own billboards. Mm-hmm. And the people who come to our experiences, truly, they're our marketing. We don't, you know, we sponsor things and we are part of things and we've done things in that regard in alignment with what we believe in. However, for 99%, mm-hmm. our strategy is truly just being ourselves mm-hmm. and having conversations, getting involved in communities outside of our own, traveling all around the country to make new connections, as uncomfortable as it might be, that's been really the main source of the growth.
Yeah.
Really.
And I'll say, too, showing up and sharing the good moments and the not so good moments, because people like to see that there is real human emotion behind the business. They like to see our families. They like to know that we're doing really well, but they also really appreciate when we come on and share raw truths about where we're currently at, because that makes you feel so relatable to other people. And people want to feel seen and people want to feel like they're not alone. Mm-hmm. And by Ashley and I showing up in that way, we allow other people to know, hey, it's okay. You're not alone and you're not broken if you're having a couple really bad days. But when you have those good days, feel free to celebrate them, and we'll be there to celebrate them with you, too.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And being authentic, I preach that to everyone that I work with, because authentically you is the you that people want to see. Mm-hmm. I mentioned this morning in a training that I was in, and I said, you don't want to seem like the AI behind the computer. Mm-hmm. You want to show up as yourself. So with that being said, with Lauren, when you said the highs and lows, so what was actually your greatest fear in business and how did you manage it?
My greatest fear was the judgment that I would receive from leaning in and wanting to go all in with myself. I would say the judgment piece from family and friends, I perseverated over for so long and it held me back. I sometimes am really hard on myself because, dang it, Lo, if you would have just not cared what other people thought, imagine where you'd be now. But that's not a part of my story. Mm-hmm. I'm where I am now, and that's exactly where I'm meant to be. But I navigated that by remembering this is my life. I'm not living my life for the friend that I had in third grade that I'm still trying to hold really tight onto this relationship. I'm not living my life for, you know, my parents. They maybe had this vision for what they wanted for me. And I also held on to that for a really long time. But then it came to a point that, you know what, Lo? It's okay if your dreams are different than your friends. And it's okay if your dreams, there's no rule. This is from Wreck-It Ralph, actually. I watched this movie this morning. There is no rule that says you and your friends have to have the same dreams. There's no rule that says you have to do exactly what people think you should be doing. And so it was just getting over that fear of judgment of, okay, Lauren is doing something different. What are people going to think of her? That I was like, you know what? We have this life. Let's just live it. I remember telling Ashley over a year ago, I think I could be a really good sound healer. She's like, then do it. And I was like, nope. Because I was so scared of what people would think of me, this country girl who rides horses. What are they going to think of her now doing sound healing? Like, is that so woo-woo? What are they going to think? And then I realized, well, it doesn't really matter what they think, because they don't pay my bills. They're not raising my family, and they're not involved with all of this. The people that love you are going to stay with you. Mm-hmm. And the people that judge you, or the people that don't love you, are just going to exit, which is beautiful because then it opens up space for more authentic relationships and more people to come in to be able to support you. So mm-hmm. that's how I navigated that.
Ash, you have anything to add?
fears. Mm-hmm. My biggest fear, that's a hard one. I would say my biggest fear was fear of success and what that would look like. I was the kind of person that I've always embraced failure. I've learned so much from my failures in life. Obviously, I've done a lot of them. Okay. But it was this fear of success. I would put myself, I'd place a glass ceiling on myself. Mm. Whether it was in relationships, money, finances, goals, experiences, and I would feel myself getting to this like crevice of breaking past that glass ceiling, and then I would shove myself back down. I'd kind of just diminish a lot of my, honestly, of being seen. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I have noticed is that I'm my worst critic. I place the most limitations and expectations on myself, and I have such a fear of success because it's like this feeling like, ooh, what if people that have been here all along like don't want anything to do with me because they think that I'm successful now that I don't want them in my life? Or what if it takes me away from my family more? Or what if I have to travel more and do all these things that I've honestly wanted my whole entire life? And it is happening. And I feel it creeping up. It's like, and I always get sick. I always get sick or something happens in my life. I do believe in law of attraction. That is the woo that I am bringing into this podcast, Tay, is that I believe so deeply in like who you are and how you show up is what you attract into your life. So yes. My fear is manifested in my environment, whether it's crappy relationships, people blowing up in my face, whether it's getting super sick, whether it's my kids getting sick, it does come out and I can't ignore it. So there you go, a little dose of woo on Stay Social.
I expect nothing less from you guys.
I know, right?
It's so true though.
But knowing how you two, like with the growing of your company right now, what is the biggest risk that you have taken so far?
The biggest risk?
Every single day. Every single day is a risk we're taking.
I think our risks are different, mm-hmm. I would say. So for me personally, the biggest risk I've taken is being so open about my life. I have been somebody who has been a self-proclaimed public healer, a loud healer, somebody who has shared the ins and outs of a lot of details about my life. And a risk that I've taken that I didn't know was a risk was sharing about my life, was sharing about some of the things that I experienced, not knowing that it would come back in different ways, mm-hmm. whether it be in the legal system, whether it be in conversations or manipulation of some kind. And again, like you don't think about these things, right? And some people do. I know Lauren had a fear of what people would think about her. I did not have that fear. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't give a crap about what people think about me because this is my life, right? And I'm not gonna hide that I'm some perfect person who just, you know, kumbayas in my farmhouse. Like, I'm not going to pretend like that's what my life looks like because it's not true. So, a risk I've taken is being able to share. And I don't want that to deter anybody from sharing their story because there have been so many blessings mm-hmm. that have come and outweighed the risk that I would do it 1,000 times over and I would do it even louder. So that's just the risk for me. And then obviously being a single mom and raising 3 kids on my own and not having a partner to, I mean, I have a significant other. He's so great. I love him so much. Clint,
shout out to you,
love
Clint.
Him. However, we don't live together. We don't share finances. We don't, you know, if he supports me tenfold, but a risk is building a business when you also got to take care of a family, mm-hmm. when you also got to pay the bills, when you also got school loans and all these other things. But I didn't want that to be the thing that held me back. So that comes again to the question of how far are you willing to go to create the life that you desire? So yeah, those for me.
And you're willing to go until
for real, until I die.
Until
mm-hmm. I die.
Mm-hmm. Actually, my risk is similar but different. So showing up and sharing is definitely a risk for me, but it's in the sense that, oh, great, Lauren's putting herself out there. Yeah. There's that people-pleasing. There's that overthinking. So it's also the sharing and, you know, posting things that maybe other people, excuse me, would say is controversial or whatever the fact, but knowing that I'm doing it with love and this is me and there's going to be way more people that take it well than there are that don't, that is a big risk for me. And I was also going to say, I'm not a single mom, but I am a stay-at-home mom with my two kids. And a risk is sometimes I find myself getting so wrapped up in the amazingness of Rise Up and Sound Healing that I feel like sometimes it's taking away from the kids and it's taking away from myself. And so I have to do a reality check every now and then, like, Lauren, put down the phone and be present with your family and be present for yourself. Mm-hmm. I get so wrapped up in all of it and just like, I'm not even posting all the time, but I'm having these amazing conversations and I'm listening to the podcast and I'm doing my research because I want to grow and I want to, you know, continue to educate myself that it's sometimes taking a big mental toll on myself and my family. So that is also a risk where I'm figuring out how to do it all. And I'm still working on that.
Boundaries.
I know.
Yeah. Boundaries.
My boundaries are getting better, but they still suck.
Well, at least you're aware.
I mean, awareness is the first step in healing.
Yes.
You know?
Yep, that's fair.
So we're working on it. It's hard. For those of you that are business owners and also moms, you know how hard it is. And some people do it way easier. Maybe not easier, but maybe they have more
structure, routine, boundaries.
Yeah, yeah, than others.
Yeah, and it does take a lot. Like, I remember in the growth moment, like, when we really started to grow, I felt like I had to be on my phone constantly. And it was, like, this, I would say it was a little lingering fear that we would have when we had a network marketing company together, affiliate marketing, that they would go to somebody else, right? And so I felt like I couldn't have boundaries. And over the years, I was very much in those same shoes where people think my phone is blown up. It only does when I talk about puke, okay? That's the only time. Puke and poop. That's the only time people really just like, oh, my God, this is so funny. No. Like blowing up my phone. But for the most part, people don't message me. People don't. And I do believe it's because I have created very strict boundaries and people assume I'm busy. And I love that.
Yeah.
Because I'm really not. I am, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Right.
But you're busy and doing other things. Yeah. You're busy taking care of yourself and being present with your family.
Right. So it's just, again, energy. Taylor. Boundaries.
Yeah. Honestly, from any business owner's point of view, though, there's risk in anything that we do. Mm-hmm. So, like, for example, I don't have, like, any kids. I have a dog. That's about it. Nash.
He's
a child.
Fur child.
He is my fur child. I did say bye to him when I walked out the door today.
She did. She Marco Polo'd me while she did it. Bye. Be good. I'll see you soon.
Even from that, though, it's like my responsibilities is my risk, like my responsibilities for my business. So making sure everyone's getting paid, making sure I pay myself. And making sure that everything is still running smoothly. Because people always think, like, I'm on my phone all the time, too. Which, a lot of times, I am answering emails and doing stuff like that. But when I'm on my downtime, I don't want to touch it.
I just want to say something. We collectively easily could have said that a big risk is the financial investment.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I got past that a long time ago.
We know that what's given to you, Taylor Moore, woo, what you invest, you know you get back. Mm-hmm. And so that didn't even, like, cross my mind as a risk because it's just like, I know that that's going to help me. Mm-hmm. Go us. Growth.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking on those investments, too, like, with both of you guys getting certified, so how has mentorship helped you within those roles of stepping into your certifications?
Oh, boy. So much. Honestly, mentoring making those investments can be scary. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the past, it's been scary. I won't lie about that. However, they have opened doors that I never, like, I dreamt of. Mm. The doors that they have opened were things that I used to dream about in terms of the connections and the paths that it led me down to and the friendships and all these full circle moments. Like, even sitting in this podcast room is because of mentorship, is because mm-hmm. of those connections. It's because of, you know, taking a chance on yourself, really. And Lauren and I both got certified at the same exact time. Mm-hmm. We both made some really big investments mm-hmm. on ourselves for our personal growth. But it's because we also run a company where we are really marketing that investment on yourself. Mm-hmm. So we're not the people that don't invest in ourselves.
Yeah.
Because how can we expect somebody to invest into a conference experience or a retreat if mm-hmm. we're not making those investments ourselves?
Yep.
It's all about growth. And I tell people all the time, like, it might be scary, but I guarantee you, you'll make a connection that will pay you back tenfold.
Yep.
Every time. Mm-hmm. Every time.
Healers need healers. Mentors need mentors. Mm-hmm. Coaches need coaches. Sorry, I feel like my mic is cutting in and out. It sounds weird in my head. But what I'm saying is, everybody who is somebody, like, you need or you get to experience that level of mentorship, because if I want to grow, I'm not gonna grow by just learning from my noggin. Mm-hmm. I get to reach out to other mentors to help me. And then by having that, then I'm able to help spread that with other people.
Yeah. If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Absolutely.
Yep. You should never be the smartest. And that was a way that I did feel for a very long time. And that was my resistance to mentorship, because I was mentoring so many people. And then I felt like that was my cap. That was my glass ceiling. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, there's so much more knowledge. There's so much more that I get to learn and that I want to learn. And I just got to put myself in a different room.
Yep.
So.
And that's how I feel with, like, the sound healing, too. I am a mentor now for this next fall's class, which is absolutely insane if you think about it, because this time last year.
She was like, what?
April 2nd. This is the day we're recording this. April 2nd. Of 2023, I had no idea that I would be a sound healer. And now I'm going to be a mentor for next fall's program. And it's because these women that I am surrounding myself with in this space and in this container are women that I look up to so much. And I know that they're going to be able to help me in ways that I never would have been able to experience before. I look at them and I'm like, I get to be in your presence. I get to learn from you? How flipping cool is that? And you get to experience that by putting yourself in uncomfortable situations and experiences too, and just being like, hey, you're cool. I want to learn from you. Let's mm-hmm. do this thing. Mm-hmm. So,
good answer.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
All right. Final question.
Oh.
What advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs?
What's your advice?
My advice, if you are an aspiring entrepreneur and you want to get started, is to just get started. There's not going to be ever a perfect time. Even if you want to tell yourself there's going to be a perfect time, there's never going to be a perfect time to get started. If you have a dream, if you have a vision for yourself, don't put a timeline on that. If you have this incredible vision, or if you just know that you want to have a change in your life, don't say, oh, I'll do that in 2026. Why? Do it now, because the you in 2026 is going to be so happy that you did. So my advice is to just get started. And with that comes fear, because holy cow, it's scary doing something that you have never done before. So lean into that fear and lean into that discomfort and lean into the unknown, because that's where growth happens, and that is where you're going to see such incredible, amazing results. And if you fail, sweet. Ashley and I love failing because it's not really failure. Failure isn't the end. It's just a lesson of what not to do next time. So just get started, lean in and trust. And if you fail, get really excited about it because now you get to try something different.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. The one thing I will say is giving you something tangible is take a piece of paper and take a pen. And I want you to really focus on what your dream is. Like, it can be what Lauren's saying, just getting started. This is a conversation I've had so many different times with people. Some people don't even know what their dreams are, mm-hmm. or their dreams are what other people want of them. Mm-hmm. Like, my parents really want me to get married, go to college, start a gem mining company, but I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. So take out a piece of paper, write down some of the dreams that you've had along your life. So whether you were in second grade, if you were 14 years old, whatever dreams that you've had, it doesn't matter how ridiculous they sound. If they're like, I want to be an astronaut and travel to Jupiter, okay? It doesn't matter how big or small they are. Just write down some dreams. Mm-hmm. And then the biggest piece of advice I always tell people is to get connected. Yep. Whether that's through social media, following people that you are really inspired by. So writing down your dreams and then also writing down a list of people you look up to. Oprah, Brene Brown, your dad, your grandpa, whether it is Jesus, like literally anybody that you can think of, because there are qualities and traits that exist within you that are portrayed in that person. Mm-hmm. It's just your job to uncover those gifts. So your dreams, people you look up to, getting connected. And I just want to share a quick story on connection on this topic. Is in 2019, I went to San Diego to a real estate convention, not knowing a single person except for this woman I met online. Mm-hmm. She's not dead. Is Katie Henry. Her name is Katie Henry, and she invited me to go to this convention, and I'm like, why? Like, okay, sounds good. It was mostly male speakers. There was this company called Thrive that was like a huge lending and real estate firm. There was people that worked with Grant Cardone. There was Cody Jefferson. There was Preston Smiles, Balazs W. Cardos, like big people that had marketing backgrounds. And here I am, single mom at this time, no money, no income. And I'm like going to this conference where there is not just millionaires, but billionaires. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I walk in with purple hair.
Yeah.
All right. A gray shirt where I am sweating profusely, my armpits. Oh yeah. And leggings to a conference. And I'm like, okay, this is awkward because everyone is wearing like Versace or some really nice shit, and I am wearing Aeropostale. That is from like senior year in high school. Sweet. All right. We're going to do this. So we walk in and she's like, we're going to sit in the front. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. And she's like, we don't have tickets for the front, but we're getting in the front. And I'm like, okay, Katie, people are going to notice purple hair going to the front. She's like, no, just trust. And I'm like, all right, I'll trust you. We get to the front. Nobody says anything. Nobody ever looks at what I'm wearing. Nobody ever tells me that my shoes are weird. Nobody ever tells me that my hair looks funky. Like, people, if anything, are just like friendly. They smile. They ask where I'm from. I say Wisconsin. They're like, Wisconsin. I'm like, ha ha, never heard that. And I was very nervous, but yet there was something in me that, again, saw a lot of qualities in those speakers in myself. Mm-hmm. I had zero self-worth at this time, mind you. I was terrified. My people skills to this day for small talk is non-existent, but I can talk to you about your drama. All right. So anyway, we go to this conference. We're talking to people, meeting people. And then on the last night, we go out to dinner. And there is a table in the middle of the room with all of the speakers. And my friend Katie says, we're going to go sit at that damn table. And I'm like, oh, my God. Why are you my friend?
I got a spark conversation.
Like, shoot, okay. And I'm sweating. And I'm like, okay, let's just do this. I don't remember the last time I showered, but hopefully I put on some deodorant. All right. So we go and sit down. And again, none of the speakers say anything. Like, they don't say, oh, you can't sit here. Like, you can't be here. Why are you here? Why are you sitting here? If anything, I remember Cody Jefferson. He was the MC of this conference. And he sat and he's like, what's your name? And he asked, well, so what do you do? What are your dreams? What are your goals? Why'd you come here? And he was just genuinely curious about what led me here. And I learned so much in that dinner than I did the entire conference. And that was the first time I truly felt I can do anything. Mm. That planted a seed in me in 2019 that has carried on through 2024. So if you're in a position and you're like, I want to do something different. Maybe it's not even entrepreneurship. Maybe it's a change in career. Maybe it's like you got to separate from somebody who's no bueno for you. Is put yourself in a room with people who you want to be like.
Yep.
And have those conversations. Say hi. Sit next to them. Pretend like you don't know that they're really rich and famous, and just be like, so what do you do for a living? Oh, that's cool. You're a billionaire. Sweet. All right. So how'd you get there? They'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that's one thing I love about the story that you just said, because when you put yourself around successful people, they don't care about, you know, how much money you have. They want to help mm-hmm. guide you along the way because mm-hmm. they saw the success they have. They want to help others.
Yeah. Because most of the time, they were in your shoes.
Yep.
Most of the time, they came from nothing. Almost all of them, especially keynotes, have a story too. Mm-hmm. So they want to spread the abundance and teach people that you can also live this life. You just got to get out of your own head.
Yeah. No one successful got to where they are today by skipping day one.
Yeah.
So that totally goes back to, you know, getting started. And if you don't know how,
get connected.
Get connected.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you guys played that perfectly.
And stay social.
And stay social. Truly. I mean, what we said totally meshes.
Yep.
It makes sense.
1,000%. Well, thanks, guys, for being on the podcast. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tay.
Come back another time. We'll have different subjects to talk about. And
you know, we can talk.
I know you can talk, which is great because I also can talk. So
we love to talk. Thank you so much.
Of course. So make sure to stay tuned next time. Stay social.
Boop. Stay social. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. If you enjoyed, please leave a review and share this episode with your friends. Feel free to let us know what topics you'd like to hear at @thetaylor_miller on Instagram. Make sure to subscribe and we'll see you next time. Stay social, my friends.